This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, Megan.
We're back.
We're back.
Another time.
Did you guys miss us?
Of course they did.
Yeah.
I mean, how could they not?
Yeah. Ooh, my stomach just grilled.
Oh, hopefully we got that. So we are talking about summer tips and tricks.
Yeah.
We are here in Florida. It is.
Where it's hot as Hades.
Miserable.
Yeah.
So we figured this was good for us to talk about because we have all the tips and tricks.
Yeah. And if you can. Well, I guess I would say Florida heat is different than like Arizona heat and that sort of stuff. But I feel like.
The humidity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like running in any heat, these tips and tricks would be helpful.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. So we have a new beer today.
Yeah.
Maybe? I can't remember if we've had this one before.
Well, as long as it's not sour.
It's not a sour. It is my brother's favorite beer, which is why we have it.
Oh. Was he here?
He's here on and off, and I try and keep it in the fridge for when he is here. He lives in Puerto Rico, so.
Nice.
When he comes to visit, I try to have it available for him.
Nice. Well, I'm going to do a can description.
Oh, let's do it. I feel like this is going to be a fun one to listen to.
So, it's from Funky Buddha Brewery. It's got, are those wheat cannons?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like wheat hop cannons shooting out of it, of a plane, because it's called Hop Gun. Get it?
Ba-dum-bump.
It's a really like vibrant blue with, I would say, a very inviting green on top.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hoppy, citrusy, and balanced.
Ooh. Do you like an IPA?
I do like an IPA.
I am not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, but I still chose this beer. I'm trying to really expand.
You're going to do some beer flights.
Oh, I was going to take that from you, but you got this.
As long as I don't break a nail.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say, I don't have a bottle opener over here. Ooh, solid open. I don't think that has anything to do with the actual beer, but we just were really impressed when it's a nice, crisp open.
We're easily impressed, I feel like.
I do, too. Ooh, there was a gurgle, too. Look at us go. Although that gurgle gave us a little head, but that's okay.
Yeah. I feel like they're not even.
No. That's okay. You like an IPA, and I don't. You can go ahead and take more.
Cheers!
She just cheers herself. What a nerd. Okay.
So, my kids will cheers.
That's cute that you're teaching your children things like that.
We also don't want our children to think we're alcoholics, so we call all the beer in the fridge coffee.
Oh.
So we'll be like, hey, can you go get a coffee? And they'll go get a coffee.
You've got them trained to get you beer because they think it's coffee? Eventually they're going to be able to read, and then that's going to kaputs.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for their coffee is bubbly. We keep bubbly in the fridge too.
Mm.
So they get the pink coffee, and they both have koozies that they like to drink out of.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be one of those things they tell us when they become adults. That embarrasses them in front of their friends because they're like, I need a coffee, and they'll grab a bubbly from, oh, you drink coffee too? And they'll grab a bubbly from the fridge.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Builds character down the road.
Until I was 19, I thought if you threw Daddy Long Legs in the fire, it changed the color of the fire. Like when you're having like a campfire or a fire in the fireplace.
I just can't believe you threw Daddy Long Legs in the fire.
Yeah, my granddad was a chemist, and he had these like little tablets that he made, and they would make the fire turn all different colors.
Oh.
And he, when we were little, we had like vacation homes in North Carolina, and he would chuck them in when we had fires outside. And so then there was like one night when I was 19, and I'm like chucking Daddy Long Legs in a bonfire with friends in college. And everyone was like, what is she doing?
You're like, I swear it works.
I know. I was like, I'm saying, I was like, it really does. These must be the wrong kind of spiders. But yeah, now that you say it, it is cruel. That is a cruel thing to do.
Yeah.
Anyways, I digress. Well, on that note, let's drink some beer.
I love the way IPAs smell.
They do smell really good. Oh, this is not for me. It's very hoppy.
I like it.
I think your taste buds are back from having babies, by the way. Because for a while you were off and like every beer was disgusting.
Yeah, because I think your body's like, ugh.
You're not supposed to have it.
Yeah.
Even though you're spitting it out while you were pregnant, it was like, ugh. Yeah.
This one's good, though. But IPAs, I can only drink like one of them.
Oh, God, I hate an IPA. But that's not that bad. That's not that bad, but... I mean, gosh. Okay, I don't know why I picked that.
Because maybe you missed your bro.
I do miss my bro. I texted him this morning. All right, so let's talk about... running in the summer.
Running.
Some great pointers. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to talk about some of the gear that we recommend or like to use in the summer. And like, obviously you can kind of change this if for some reason you don't like this stuff or everything's different. Like I know that sometimes you have run with a hand water thing.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone has different things they like to run with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to start. How about this? How about I talk about one thing and then you get a tip.
What fun. Okay. Let's do it. I love this.
So first thing I'm going to talk about, is what I just mentioned, the little, insulated handheld running flask. You can obviously find them on Amazon. You can find everything on Amazon. It's the one on Amazon that I found, it's about $42. So you can probably find a cheaper one at like Kohl's or...
Pro tip. I have seen them for like $12 at TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Or Marshall's.
That's what I meant. I said Kohl's for some reason, but I meant...
It's okay.
I meant... because I love a good
deal. Me too.
Yeah, TJ Maxx, whatever. Yeah. But this is the Nathan, so it's kind of a name brand one. But yeah, so you can find them super cheap at like, I don't know, like you said, TJ Maxx, Ross, any of those places. But it is nice if you're just going for maybe like a couple miles, you don't want to carry your big Camelback, you can always just put your hand in there and go.
Yeah.
And then you can do a couple miles, drink some drinks, water. And then you'll be good.
I am not a big fan of a handheld, are you?
No. But you did run with one for a minute.
I did for a minute, and then it started to annoy me. We have a friend, Carolyn, who, since I've known her for 13 years, has always run with a handheld, and she loves it. It's her favorite way to do it. She doesn't want something bouncing around on her waist. I prefer, if I'm going to do, like, just one bottle of water, I prefer the waist pack. And same thing, you can get those at TJ Maxx sometimes. I want to say I got my pink one there for like $20. I found it randomly. And that's a hit or miss. They don't always have stuff like that. But
yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a Nathan. It doesn't have to be a name brand. Read the reviews on Amazon. Reviews are always your best friends. There are some off-brand or some lesser-known brand ones that are much more economical than $42.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for something like this, I feel like don't spend your money till you know if you're going to like
it. Yeah, and then I think once you know you like it, maybe invest in, like, a nice one.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would agree on that. So I am going to start with wear light colors in the summertime. Something like a black, especially when the sun is radiating at its highest, is very, makes you hotter. It really attracts the sun a lot more. So if we're wearing lighter colors, it is a lot cooler. It is a lot more comfortable. Do you like to wear t-shirts or tank tops during the summer?
So, it depends. If we're doing, like, a longer run, I am a ginger, so I'm allergic to the sun. So, lately I've gotten into, like, the sun shirts. So, I would wear one of those. So, those are long sleeve. Even though they're long sleeve, they are, like, SPF 50, so that keeps you nice and cool. I do wear those a lot when I ride.
Yeah.
So, because I'm out in the sun. But, so those are actually, I feel cool in those because they're wicking. So, they pull the moisture away from you. But if we're running, I do like a tank top.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And white is reflective.
Yeah. So. Plus, if you're running in the morning when it's cooler, you don't want to wear black because you might not be seen as easily.
That's true. Yeah, lighter or brighter colors in the mornings or dusk time. Definitely a winning idea.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought halfway through that.
That's okay. So the next one is, you kind of segued into this. It's a running belt where you put your drink in, mm-hmm. which I know that you and I both have these as well. I do like a good running belt. I know sometimes if we're doing, I have ones with multiple holders.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing like a long run, I can alternate between like water and Gatorade or water and maybe an electrolyte tablet, whatever. Just so it's something different.
Yeah, I love mine.
Yeah.
The bouncing doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me either. So something else, don't put ice in it. My husband was being so sweet one day and packed it full of ice, and it was scaring me half to death the whole time.
Yeah. Then it's like shake. It's making noise. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Love you a long time, but
yeah,
don't do that again.
You're not allowed to do this again. Stop with the helping already. So in summer, mm-hmm. when it's hot mm-hmm. and it's gross out, mm-hmm. there is chafing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my great summer tips would be lube and lube appropriately, especially for your distance that you're doing. When you know, like I know if I'm going to run more than 5 miles, this morning I did 6. I was like, I better put something on, especially like my bra strap areas, because man, that is when you get in, if you've chafed and you get in the shower, it's like, ah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I actually have a spot where I rode yesterday, mm-hmm. my horse, or loaner horse, and yeah, I rode a little bit too aggressively at some point and have a little bit of chafing.
Yuck. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Do you have a favorite product? Mine's Ruby's Lube.
I usually just steal whatever you have if I need it.
Oh, so you also love Ruby's Lube. Yeah. Perfect. Wonderful. Yeah. I've used Body Glide. I've used some other things. I've had to use Vaseline in a pinch because that will work also. But Ruby's Lube is all natural. It smells really lemony. And then my skin feels, when I shower at the end of my run, my skin, wherever it was, feels so soft.
Nice.
I love the product. I just love it. Nice. I'm not like a rep for them or anything. It's just, I've been using it for years. I've used it through my dopies, my long runs. I will not use anything else. It is amazing. It's my favorite product. And it's all natural, so you can't beat it. It has things like citronella in it, so it has this really, like, great scent.
You know what else that I feel talk about enough is I have really long hair, and I feel like sometimes if it sits on your back and sweats, it gets super knotty. I have found if you put a little, like, leave-in conditioner in there, it makes a huge difference.
You have, like, the best-smelling leave-in conditioner, too.
It's called Milkshake.
It smells so good.
Yeah.
I don't have such great smelling leave-in conditioner, but I always steal yours when we're on a trip together, too.
Look at that. Look at that.
I know.
So I feel like that's another tip, too. If you're running and sweaty and gross, put some leave-in conditioner in your hair.
That's
and
a great tip.
Especially if it's long, like mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your hair is super long. How long? It's like down to your booty almost now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. It's crazy. How long are you going to let it get? Side note.
I want to get in touch with my inner mermaid, so I want to make sure I can, like, cover my tatas.
Oh.
Which I'm past.
Mermaid hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah.
I kind of segued into this a minute ago. Electrolyte tablets. I know that, you know, there's a... You've used, like, Tradewind before.
Tailwind.
Mm-hmm. Tradewind, whatever.
I think Tradewind's a resort.
Oh.
Appropriate for you. Yeah.
Tailwind, and there's also some other electrolyte tablets, mm-hmm. so you can find one that you like and you enjoy. But as I mentioned earlier, if you kind of, you're going a long run, you can kind of alternate your water in that, and then it'll help you stay hydrated, which mm-hmm. is super important. You cannot overhydrate while you're running in heat.
Yeah, I agree. I think also it helps replenish salt too in mm-hmm. the body, and your body naturally mm-hmm. sweats that out. And for some people, they'll actually crystallize salt on the outside of their body when they're sweating, and so it's so important to replenish mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
But I also love the Tailwind because it has a caffeine in it,
mm-hmm.
and when I go out in the morning, I can't drink coffee before I run, but I'm a coffee addict, so that little bit of caffeine stops my morning headache. So if I'm just doing a short run, I don't necessarily need it, but if I'm doing anything and I'm going to be out for more than an hour, forget it. I can't go for it without coffee or caffeine for that long, so it really kind of holds off a morning headache, and it makes me feel so good, and like I get so jazzed when I'm on it.
Yeah.
But you can overdo it on that too. Like I've had marathons where I felt like I was going to throw up because
I drank too much. So I will say with the Tailwind, you and I have, I think you don't put the whole packet in.
No, never. Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
And I don't even use what they recommend.
That's what I mean.
Like a quarter of it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's too much. It's too much on my stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're sensitive little tummies.
Yes. That's a great, I didn't even think about that. That's a great, good job, Chris.
Thanks.
So my next tip would be opt for either a morning or an evening run. Mm-hmm. Go when it's cooler. Morning, for us here, there's less humidity. It is so much nicer. If you're a running noob, this is a great pro tip. I see people out at noon and it's 90. The other day I was driving to work. I try to walk to work 3 or 4 days a week because it's only 3 miles from my house. But I was driving and I passed a guy at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was already 90 degrees almost. And he was dressed head to toe as Thor with Mjolnir on the side of the road running. And I mean fast. He must have been training for something and like testing out his costume. But I was like, okay, Thor, wig, everything.
It he was like going for it.
He was like all in. Either that or he was just living his best life. I'm okay with that,
either way, he's winning, I think.
Yeah, it was great. I was like, okay, Thor, I see you. Just running down the side of the road on four lanes. It was great. It was so great.
Good for him.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So my next advice for gear to have for the summer is a hat.
Yes.
A hat to protect your face and sunglasses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think that's super important. You can get cute little hats that, you know, will keep your ponytail in, or you know, there's some that are nice and ventilated too.
I like a visor.
Yeah, anything to keep like the sun out of your face is crucial.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was like, don't be offended by this term, but I thought it was kind of like a mom wear outfit, like mom wear item when I first got my first visor. But no, I love it. I don't care. I don't care what I look like when I run. So it is so like comfy and cute. Mm-hmm. And
it really does help. Like, because I know I have sensitive eyes. And so we've mentioned before in like earlier pods about our love for Gooders.
Oh my gosh.
And so.
You actually have some on your head right now as we're talking.
Yeah, I always have some.
I know.
So. I have multiple.
Oh, they have a national parks collection I really want to get a bunch of.
I actually got the wedding ones recently. Even though I don't need them, I'm not getting married again ever. Because I'm happily married now.
Yeah.
But I got them because they were white and they were cool looking.
That's so funny.
And my kids take them. Yeah. My kids, so I literally am, I need, hey, Gooder, can you guys please make some youth glasses? I realize they're only like $25.
Oh my gosh, kids glasses are a great idea for them.
At Gooder, hashtag youth glasses.
I like it, I like it. I was at dinner the other night with friends and all of us had Gooders on and they were different kinds. And we actually took them off and swapped so everyone could see what the different styles look like on them because they're so fun and they're so reasonably priced.
I got my husband wearing them now.
I tried to get Greg, he refuses. You know what it is? My husband, this is such a nerdy thing, he loves the Lorenzo Lamas glasses from Renegade.
Well.
So 90s or 80s, whatever. He loves the look.
Yeah, well.
I know.
You do you, boo.
Exactly.
So glasses, hat, anything to shield your face. Mm-hmm. Sunblock, obviously that's a super important thing to have when you're running.
Yeah.
You know, even when the sun's coming up or going down, its rays are still harmful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
I often forget that, and I am rubbish at it. I'm going to be honest. I'm not great about it. Okay, so I've got a twofer. Oh. One is to stick to shady paths or trails that you know have like an overhang so that your trail is, if possible, your path that you're going on is shaded. And then also, if you can do short loops instead of longer loops, and then that way you can swing back by your house and get, you know, ice, or if you have a wardrobe malfunction or you're starting to chafe and you didn't put enough lube on or whatever, then you have a spot that you can stop or to have a friend's house that's on your route that you know you can stop and get said items at. Mm-hmm. And we've had to do that before. Mm-hmm. We've had to crash a baby shower once that our friend was hosting to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we always try to make sure there's, like, a safe, like, house along the way that we can stop, or a business. We've planned them out with, like, well, we know we're going to go past the C-store. So we've got a bathroom and we'll buy a bottle of water there or whatever we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you usually have your Apple Pay on your watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's easy to just hop in and out. So those are my two. But, yeah, and then also if you're going to have a longer route and you're not going to go past some place you know or a friend's house, you can always drive it the morning of or the night before and stash bottles of water mm-hmm. along the way in different
yep.
places.
Yep, I've had friends do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another great tip.
Mm-hmm.
What you got, girl?
So, you know, I was just wondering, I wonder if you were to run past a fire station, if you were like, oh, I'm so hot.
Weird that you say that. I was driving past one on my way home from my run this morning, and I was thinking, I wonder if you can just, like, if I was running out, should I run closer to the fire station? Because if I got hurt, I could just waddle in there and have them fix whatever the problem was. Would they do that?
So I often, and now that I have kids, if they're eating,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I need you to make it to this fire station if they start choking. Like, I
you
literally
think that through.
My brain thinks that way.
Wow, being a mom is no joke.
Yeah. It's crazy keeping tiny humans alive.
It is, yeah.
And they are constantly trying to unlive themselves. Constantly.
Un-what themselves?
Live.
Oh, unlive themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Constantly.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's their job, to waddle and scare you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, that's that. Mine is, you kind of already touched on it, moisture wicking clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a tank top or whether it's, you know, the sun shirts, like I said, or, but anything that's going to pull that moisture mm-hmm. away from your body is going to help cool you down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So to touch on, to kind of piggyback on that, what do you think about running in the rain during the summer because it's cooler? You'd have to run naked.
I mean, I personally don't like running in the rain.
Or you'd have to have a dry bag. You can either run naked or run with a dry bag. Julie Bishop, has started recently doing the run naked thing, which is like running with no devices. That's what it's called. When you run with no device, Kristen's making a face at me like she doesn't know what's going on, but I think she does.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't personally because of my tiny humans, but
mm-hmm.
It
scares me to not have my phone on me, like if something were to happen, because I'm so accident prone.
Oh, same.
But she's loves it. She feels like she's not pace tracking. There's no accountability. She's not listening to music. She just goes off and runs.
Well, she's brave. She's brave.
I
don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
More power to her. I mean.
Yeah. So what do you think about the running in the rain? I think it sounds refreshing. I like running in the rain.
Well, it depends. Is it like that hard raindrops? Because, no, I'm out.
Right.
But is it like a pretty, like, Jane Austen novel mist?
Yeah.
I'd be in.
It's a Jane Austen mist with no thunder and lightning.
I'd be in.
Yeah, right? It's so refreshing. The only thing is like, then your shoes kind of get janky. But if you wear a pair of old ones, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. So my other tip is, I was just like, I motioned to Kristen like, hey, you got something? And she was like, no, I'm out. I've got nothing else. I don't know. So funny. Okay, so also, drink water all day.
Yeah.
Before your run, after your run, rehydrate.
You can't overhydrate.
Not only that, but if you're going on a very long run, just a reminder, drinking water the day before and the day before that even helps that run. So up 2 days... They say, what did they say? Drink hydration up to 3 days before your long run, food 2 days before. So people are always carb loading the night before, but it really should be like 2 days before. But yeah, so hydrate, especially if you're going longer, in the summer.
So when in doubt, hydrate.
Oh, another tip that I love that is a Jeff Galloway always says is slow your pace.
Yeah.
Slow your pace, man.
Why are you in a hurry, bro?
You're not running to beat somebody.
Yeah.
Slow down and you will put out less exertion and you'll get less heat.
Currently, there's no zombie apocalypse.
Right. Exhaustion. Heat exhaustion. I couldn't think of the word exhaustion. So anyway, so slow down a little bit. Keep snacks handy. It's a good one.
We like honey.
I love honey packs.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, I've been carrying gummy bears. The little tiny kid packets.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are made with honey. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There's a brand, Yum Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they make like little kid packets, and I've been carrying those. Perfect. I've been eating those before I start my runs and everything. They're awesome.
Some people use the gel stuff. You don't like the gel. I don't mind the gel things.
Yuck.
Jelly beans.
Yeah.
Also salty. Something salty sometimes.
Salt is great. Yeah. Peanut butter packs too. Like Justin's makes those peanut butter packs. Mm-hmm. You can just tear the corner off and eat.
So good.
Those are really tasty too. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think to close us out, knowing the difference between hot and dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the heat is at a point where it's just too dangerous.
Yeah, to be outside. And also know your body. Listen to your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's not normal to run in sea stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. And I have done that before, and then mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I doing right now?
Yeah.
It's just me out here. Why am I pushing?
Yeah.
And then on that sentiment, know when to quit.
Yeah.
And that's going to close us out. Know when to quit. Sometimes.
Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
Yeah. If you're out there, just think of Kristen singing that. That'll be enough to make you quit.
Yeah.
I love you. But yeah, sometimes you just have to say, like, okay, yeah. I put in a good effort today. I'm not at where the miles are that I want to be at, but it's too
there's always blooming hot. The next day.
Yeah.
Or there's always later that evening or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't push yourself to the point that you break.
Right.
Or pass out and hit your head.
Yes, I agree.
So.
Hitting the head would be bad. Yeah. Head hitting is bad.
Yeah.
So that's what we've got. If you feel like we missed on anything,
or if you have other products you think would be good.
We love products.
Yeah.
I would love it. Send in a message and let us know. Mm-hmm. Hit us up on Facebook or Insta because we're on both.
Yeah.
Lots of followers. No, we don't have a lot of followers. We will. Ours are so cool. Also, it would help if we were actually active on either of those platforms very much.
I've started TikToking.
You told me.
All right.
And how is it going? Go ahead, give us an update while we're here. How's that working out for you?
I've done a total of like 6 TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely...
Disclaimer, these are not under Running on Sunshine.
No.
Yeah.
These are not.
Those are personal tics.
Yeah, personal TikToks.
Do you just call them tics or talks? I don't like saying the whole thing is like too much. TikTok.
Wow. I think like TT, I don't know. TT sounds
like... TT sounds like you're going to the bathroom. Goodness gracious.
What do you call it? Those of us that aren't familiar with the TikTok.
Or maybe, you know, way younger than these old ladies sitting here.
I also would love to learn, like...
I'm just going to say the tick and sound like I'm cool.
Mm. But then what if it has, like, Lyme disease?
The talk. I don't know. I give up. Yeah. I'm too old for this.
I also need to master, like, the reel. People, like, have, like, these cool reels. They're like, level up. Level up. I'm like, I don't. I just learned how to do captions.
Ugh. Good for you, though, captions. That's cool.
Yeah.
People are like, ooh, look at that caption.
No, I put it on everything. Everything's got captions.
You're like, unlocked.
Yeah. You can tell when I learn a new skill because then it's on, like, the next.
I love it. That's amazing. I'm excited for you that you're learning.
I'm totally learning.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then someone today, they were like, I love your TikToks. And I was like, ah! I was like...
Oh, see? Somebody said that to you already?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, at some point, if I become, like, a social influencer, you guys can say you knew me when.
Yes! You can be like, I knew her when she was calling it the TT. We're so off topic right now. Run safe. Don't run in the heat.
Yeah.
We love you.
We're sunblock.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks again for joining the show today, guys. Make sure you leave a review for us on this podcast and follow us on Facebook at Running on Sunshine. Also, if you feel like we've said anything in error, please reach out and let us know. Have a great day.